sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while.
Bring us sunshine and we'll take it however it comes in between those occasional rain showers. I'm Keith Seinfeld. With me is Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Cliff, I looked at my computer today and the little graphics showed rain showers all weekend. But then if I read a little more deeply, maybe that wasn't so true. So what's really happening today and beyond?
Well, there will be a few showers. In fact, the radar shows some showers going across the coast right now. There's a few showers in western Washington, the mountains, but those should fade out as a ridge develops over the region. So today we'll have partly cloudy skies with considerable sun, temperatures getting up to the mid to upper 50s, so a pretty decent day. Then that ridge kind of builds in overnight, so it'll be a pretty dry night. Tomorrow, another weak disturbance comes in, but this is really weak, and it splits off the coast, some going to British Columbia, some going to Oregon. And so there'll be a lot of clouds, especially tomorrow morning, and showers along the coast, but generally a dry day in the lowlands, but temperatures only getting up into the upper 50s, so not a warm day.
So if you're planning something for Saturday, though, not too rainy.
No, not too bad at all. And if you really want to have dry, warm conditions, go to eastern Washington. That's the place to go now because the clouds are not going to get across the Cascades and it'll be in the lower 70s and sunny there. Then on Sunday, it actually gets a little better. There'll be plenty of clouds in the morning, but I think the chance of rain really drops off to virtually zero over most of western Washington. So Sunday's the day. Temperatures will get up around 60, so just about normal. Unfortunately, after that, another series of disturbance comes in. So, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it doesn't look as benign.
Cliff, you've had a pretty lively debate this week on your blog about climate change and the relationship between climate change and weather. Why did you want to provoke that?
First, let me say that I do believe that global warming is going to be happening, that this is a real serious issue, and that eventually we'll see more extremes under global warming in the future. But I think there's been a lot of hype and exaggeration about recent weather events, that people see an extreme event and try to suggest that that's due to global warming caused by man. And I think a lot of these connections are very weak. An example would be the heat wave in the eastern United States. A number of activist groups and others have suggested that that's some sign of global warming. But if you do a careful analysis, as some people in NOAA have done, they find that it really looks like natural variability is the cause. It's not predominantly caused by human-induced global warming.
So you're saying that the weird heat wave they had just within the range of normal, even though it was then followed by this late April snowstorm?
That's right. I mean, there is a certain amount of natural variability to the system, and we can actually tease that apart. And the best scientists we have who have examined the heat wave in the eastern United States last month, and also the Russian heat wave of last year, have found that that is really the result of natural variability. Now, global warming may help that along to a small degree. Maybe 5% or 10% it has been juiced up by the warming of the earth due to the greenhouse gases increase. But most of these extreme events that people look at, the tornado outbreak in the Midwest, these heat waves, or even some heavy precipitation events along the West Coast, the overwhelming number of these today are due to natural variability.
As best as we can tell, if this is all happening gradually, how will we know if some string of extreme weather could be partially caused by climate change?
Well, the only way you can do that is to do it statistically. So one event, an individual event, really doesn't tell you anything. But if you look over a period of decades and you see these extreme events happening more and more frequently and happening in a way that our computer models suggest they should happen under global warming, then that's a signature that we are really doing something.
Only long after the fact will we be able to say, oh, those heat waves were caused by global warming.
That's right. I mean, the tool that we have for looking forward, of course, are our computer models. And we can look at those to see whether they predict more extreme events. And in fact, they do. If we go to later in the century, we see more and more of the very intense hurricanes, for instance, under global warming. But these models don't suggest that at this point in time that we should be seeing a lot more extreme events.
But we could be sitting here 20, 30 years from now, look back at 2012 and say, oh, yeah, actually those were caused by global warming. We just couldn't see it yet in our models.
That's possible, perhaps. But a single event does not tell you anything because there is a certain amount of natural variability in the system.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.